Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were generally strong today, with corn 4 to 6 cents higher. December corn closed at 365 and a quarter. That's up 6 cents, so a fairly strong day for them, about 3/4 cents off the high. Beans also strong, up 8.5 to 8.75 cents. January beans closed at 881 and three quarters, about 11 cents off of their low today, and about 2 cents off the high. So again, corn and beans were both relatively strong. Now, Chicago wheat was the one thing that was in the red here. December Chicago wheat down 5.5 cents at 460 and a quarter. March was down 3 at 476. It was mostly a front-end weighted sell-off for the Chicago wheat. Now, December and March Kansas City wheat were both higher, 7.25 and 7.75 cents higher. So pretty strong day there. Now, it's about 5 cents off the high and 7 cents off the low. If you go out to July of 2016, it was up 8, 4.96 and a quarter, with the high just over $5 at $5.5. First notice day for the December grains was today. So there's quite a bit of carrying on from last week, quite a bit of rolling and people getting out of long positions here this morning as an attempt to not get delivered on.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Hedge funds are estimated to be short corn, wheat, and beans. Corn short 440 million bushels, wheat short 240, and then beans short 205 million bushels. So again, short across the board. We had an export report this morning. 275,000 metric tons for wheat, looking for somewhere around 300. So we're a little bit shy of expectations. Corn was just below 300,000. We were looking for 550,000, so significantly below the average guess there. And then beans were 1.835, where the average guesses were 1.45 to 1.75. So it was a little bearish for wheat and corn and bullish for beans in terms of exports. EPA is expected to announce a small increase in the ethanol mandate, which could up the demand for corn and possibly increase the price of corn and corn futures. Also, the U.S. dollar index is at a 13-year high here today, just over 100 points. Anytime the dollar goes up, that typically will decrease exports. But a high dollar, and then also you add into a possible decrease in the Argentina export tax on grains, and both of those things you would think would weigh on United States domestic grain prices.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 177 at 130.05, February down 150 at 132.35, January feeder cattle down 327 at 162.75, March down 325 at 160.42. December lean hogs down 30 at 58.42. February down 87 at 56.80. December Kansas City wheat up 7 at 457. March up 6.25 at 472 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat down 5 and three quarters at 460. December corn up 5 and three quarters at 365. March up 5 at 372 and a quarter. January soybeans up 8 at 881. And March up 7 and three quarters at 883 and a quarter. December cotton down 133 at 61.30. March down 129 at 62.64. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.